This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 430 for Friday, June 10th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were weaker Friday, seeing a continuation of yesterday's sell-off. July down $13.60 at $1,105.40 per ton. New crop November, it's down $19.90 at $1,041.20. Losses in Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil added to the soft tone in canola. Dry areas of southern Alberta and western Saskatchewan are also forecast to see some much-needed rain over the next few days. Manitoba could also see some showers, and that would cause further seeding delays to the already late crop in the province. The Canadian dollar, it's weaker on the day, seeing a continuation of yesterday's sell-off, and that was somewhat supportive. In the U.S., soybeans are weaker while corn and wheat are mixed, as the markets there react to the latest USDA supply-demand report. Soybeans saw a correction after hitting their strongest levels in a decade yesterday. The July contract down 23 cents at $17.45 per bushel. The USDA's monthly supply-demand report provided an initial boost to the soy market, with prices bouncing higher in reaction to the tighter-than-expected U.S. ending stocks numbers, but that correction was short-lived. U.S. soybean ending stocks for the current marketing year were lowered by 30 million bushels from the last report to 205 million. The new crop carryout was reduced by the same amount to come in at an estimated 280 million bushels. Global soybean ending stocks for both the current and new crop years were raised slightly, and that contributed to the downturn in the futures. Corn, it was mixed, up a quarter cent at the close in the July contract at 773 and a quarter. The USDA raised its corn ending stocks forecast for the current crop year by 45 million bushels. New crop corn carryout was up by 40 million from May at a projected 1.4 billion. World corn ending stocks for the current year were pegged at 310.9 million tons, up slightly from May, with new crop carryout at 305.1 million. Wheat futures traded to both sides of unchanged. Minneapolis spring wheat down 5 cents in July at $12.19 per bushel. Kansas City up 8 cents in the July contract at $11.62 per bushel. Chicago wheat holding near unchanged, down a half cent in July at 10.70 and three quarters. Old crop U.S. wheat ending stocks were left unchanged from May at 655 million bushels, with new crop up by 8 million at 627 million. On the world numbers, world wheat production was revised slightly lower, due mainly to a 2.5 million ton reduction in India's crop. Ukrainian wheat production was left unchanged on the month at 21.5 million tons. That'd be well off the 33 million tons of wheat grown in the country last year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, June 10th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.